Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tom Bang!
Matthew!
Yeah, what is it, you prick?
I was rapping your present.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
And I was rapping some lyrics.
Oh, I'd love to hear that, Clarky. Now, last time we spoke, you had, "My name is Clarky, I'm here to say," but you hadn't got any further than that, but...
presents in a really good way.
Lovely stuff.
Finished it.
Well, look, one of you two guys has got to bring me my figgy pudding. You know I've got both my legs in the...
Cement.
In an awkward position. Yeah, I was sat in the lotus position. I locked into it.
Christmas yoga.
I did some Christmas yoga and I'm locked.
Why not?
Why not? Absolutely. So while I'm here sitting crisscross applesauce on the floor, can you please bring me some figgy pudding and spoon it into my waiting mouth?
Well, it's not going to be me. No? I broke both my arms doing Pilates.
Yeah, and no, I'm not going to do it either.
There's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a festive flash slam down. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hello, and welcome to a very festive Flatshare Slamdown. A panel show that says, when the snowman brings the snow, well, he just might like to know he's put a great big smile on somebody's face. I've started too high. If you jump into your bed, quickly cover up your head. Don't you lock the doors? You know the sweet Santa Claus is on his way. Well, I wish it could be Christmas every day. When the kids start singing and the bells begins to play. Whoa, I wish it could be Christmas every day. Let the bells ring out for Christmas. When you're skating. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. And while they're nestling under my snow-capped roof, they'll be following my snow-capped rules. Let's meet those elves who will help me fill my festive sack. It is, of course, Thomas Parry and Benedict Clark.
Oh, ho, 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 ho!
Whoa! Clarky, that's a brand new festive noise we've not heard before. Talk us through it.
It's some hose.
And are they in different area codes? Or...
So, Ben, why are you up to no good when it comes to delivering my pud?
Well, in previous years, I would put a silver sixpence in the Christmas pudding, but last year I put in a Bitcoin. Now I'm a millionaire, so you can go fuck yourself, mate.
Seems fair enough. Lovely cryptocurrency gag. Parry, tell me why you insist on getting jiggy rather than giving me some sweet figgy.
Well, I refuse to bring me some figgy pudding.
You refuse to bring yourself it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know if you know this, but these last 6 months I've been working in a lookalike agency.
Oh, yes.
Jason Statham.
Has he been beaten up recently?
His face got stung by bees.
You know that scene in Crank where it's all going really badly for him?
Yeah.
I'm only available for that scene.
That bit, right.
Anyway, the lookalikes, we were having a whip round to buy the boss a present.
Okay.
And everyone had to put in. And when it got to the counting up, I realised that three people hadn't delivered.
That is a real shame.
So I had to go and find
there's more to go, yeah. Who are those three people? Tell us.
Well, one of the lookalikes, Mr. Crosby, the crooner, Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah.
Gets a lot of work around this time of year.
Absolutely.
The guy who plays Mr. Orange from Take That, he gets quite a bit.
You're thinking of Reservoir Dogs.
No. Also Take That. And also the thin, glamorous 60s model lookalike hadn't put in either.
She hadn't.
So I had to track them down, corner them in the office and say, Bing, Jason, Twiggy, put in.
Can we get a slow motion replay on that, please?
Bing, because Bing, Jason, Twiggy, pudding. So instead of bring me some figgy pudding, yeah, take it to review. Take it to review. Bing, Jason, Twiggy, pudding.
Andy Zaltzman.
Yep.
As a sports fanatic.
Yes.
Are we going to allow that? What's the ruling? What's the ruling?
I don't know.
It
sounded like a shipping forecast.
That's one of the best reviews I've ever had.
In which case, we're going to allow it. Now, obviously, congratulations, Tom.
Thank you. Bing, Jason, Twiggy, pudding. Bing, Jason, Twiggy, pudding.
Bing, Jason, Twiggy, pudding. Do you know what? It's actually interesting, because the more you hear it, the less it works.
Yes.
So, now,
it's a lot like this podcast.
Absolutely. Obviously, Christmas should be spent with friends and family, so let's try and wrap up the show nice and quick so I can get back to them. Tom and Ben, who have you brought with you? Tom, tell us who you've got.
Well,
first.
Terrible news. The Jamboree is in crisis.
No!
Yes! Santa's grotto has gone tits up. Not my words, Santa's words, which is part of the problem. Right. So you can't use that language in front of kids. So, I had to get somebody in to really sort out the grotto. I mean, who better than the chief elf himself, Ellis James!
Ellis James is here, everybody.
Here he is.
Aye, aye.
Oh, yeah.
Ellis James, thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Great to have you back. Now, listen, Merry Christmas, first of all.
Merry Christmas.
What is Christmas like for you and John in the house?
Largely.
Who does the lion's share of the cooking and who does the lion's share of the cooking sherry?
Well, it's largely, as you can imagine, gift-oriented.
Of course, yeah.
In our shared household, which we've lived in since birth. We watch the Queen's speech because John is one of those left-wing royalists
who loves Queen.
So much about. Yeah.
He loves Queen in all its iterations.
Queen bees.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
The Queen.
Not
Queen.
Of course, we're having a bit of fun. You, of course, don't live with John Robbins. What's Christmas like in your household? Do you have a nice time?
Oh, it's, yeah, it's, it's just Wales, so, you know, driving rain and bad television. Smattering of religion in the early years.
What's been replaced with?
Rampant commercialism, I think.
Right. Finally, someone's saying
yeah,
it. Finally,
somebody a bloody is godless Christmas.
Somebody is saying it. Clarky, who have you brought along with you?
Oh, I've brought along my cricket coach, Andy Zaltzman.
Oh!
Hello.
There was a little clue earlier on in the podcast, actually, because you said his name.
Oh, so that's true. I should have.
And how many crickets have you caught since he started coaching you? Am I right, everyone? That's gone over your heads.
Yep.
I'll explain it later.
So, Andy, what is Christmas like in your household?
Christmas is a time of deep-seated Jewish regret.
Of course.
And
at least you've got your capital back.
Well, I mean, technically,
amazingly,
we never lost it.
Yeah. Amazingly, that was less heavy-handed than what the president of the Free World said.
That's the second best review I've ever had.
So we mostly just build a manger.
Lovely.
And we try to do the most accurate possible recreation of the birth of a Jewish magic child. Do you know he juggled instantly? He was born.
Really? Yeah. Well, that was his.
He got little robins. That's why we have robins on Christmas cards.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus got a handful of five robins.
What? Five went straight to five.
Well, presumably they're doing a lot of the heavy lifting themselves. They can fly.
What? Yes. Sure.
They're like the Red Arrows. It's just information.
Well, we've met our three wise men and Andy. Let's play.
Zing
to him. Let's play round one.
We don't want a lot for Christmas. There is nothing that we need. Let's not get each other presents. first day. You've gone against what we did say. You've got me a gift, it's true. And now I've got nothing for Christmas for you. Ooh, baby, you're the one who broke our deal. I'm the one who feels like shit. And I'd have got you deadly squat.
So brave.
Lovely. Well. And for the listener at home, yes, the audience were trying to slow clap us off during that. And I thought I started my song too high. Jeepers, creepers, Parry, you've got a set of pipes on you, haven't you?
Yeah, I know.
Who Merry knew? Christmas. So, round one is the Mad Vent Calendar. Now, Christmas is... thank you to the both of you. Christmas is a great time for getting angry. There is nothing I like more than getting pissed out of my mind on Christmas morning and just, you know, shouting at the kids. And I can't wait to have some of my own. So in Mad Vent Calendar, I'm going to ask our teams to vent, madly, if they will, about 24 different aspects of the festive season.
Only 24?
Only 24 each per team. Yep. Only 24 aspects of the festive season that I've selected for them. One player will rant, their teammate will guess what they're ranting about, and then you swap roles. That's the way it works. So each team has 3 minutes to work through the Mad Vent Calendar list. They get a point for each correct answer, and a bonus 5 points if they make it all the way to 24. So Tom and Ellis, you are first. Tom, those are yours. Bless Ellis, you. Those are yours. Okay.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You have 3 minutes to get angry about as many things as you can.
Who goes first?
Do you want to start with Tom?
Yeah.
Start with Tom. Okay, and your 3 minutes starts now.
You stupid red-breasted bird!
Robins.
Yes.
Oh, you got...
Wait, did you say Robins?
Robins.
I'm going to allow it, but please...
Freudian.
Leave your ex at home. Leave your radio ex at home. Okay. I'll restart the clock. Off you go.
Oh, you got to make one of these and your hands go cold and then you put a carrot in a place and
oh, snowman!
Yes!
Oh, I don't want to kiss you under a plant!
Mistletoe. Yes. Oh, I've got to write loads of these and it's a
Christmas cards!
Yes.
Oh, frankincense and myrmines!
Gold!
Yes!
Oh, I've seen this one before and I've seen this one
Repeat,
before.
Repeat,
Chantelle! Yes.
Oh, I'm going to cry now at a dog that talks or a monster that lives under a bed! And everyone goes mental about it on Twitter, and there's a stupid song by a plinky plonky singer songwriter. They've covered a song. Every year it comes out in November.
The
People react like they've never seen it before. It's only
it's
trying
snowman.
To sell things
the
in a stupid.
Oh, the John Lewis advert.
Yes.
Oh, this is what I was called before everyone started calling me the thing I'm called now, which was actually from a Coca-Cola advert.
A baby?
No, I've gone on a very odd angle on this one.
Oh, Saint Nicholas.
Yes.
Oh, it's wet and it's cold and it's white and it falls from the sky.
Snow.
Yes.
Semen.
It's cold.
It falls from the sky. How sure are you?
I'm sure.
I'm dreaming of a wife.
Okay, you're halfway there. Come on, keep going, guys.
Oh, I actually think it's too rich, especially after a big meal.
Say semen. Christmas pudding.
Yes. Yes.
Why is that old man dressed up as a woman? And spoiling my fun, enjoying this play that people can't.
Pantomimes.
Yeah, but the man.
Pantomime Dean.
Yes.
Is it Mrs. Brown?
He's. Yeah.
Still stands. I'm like, legit.
Still stands.
Oh, this place was just. This guy was just trying to do his job. He's been written out of the nativity story to an extent. It's actually quite a bad.
The innkeeper?
Yes.
Wowee. Oh, this fucking tree's indoors. Oh,
a Christmas tree. Yeah,
I'll have to dock you a point for that one, I'm afraid.
Why?
Is he a Christian or is he a cunt?
Jesus.
No.
Oh my God.
This game of free association is really...
You've got 30 seconds left, guys. Pick it up.
He's like Mistletoe and Wine.
Oh, Alan Jones.
No.
Cliff Richard.
Yes.
The old lady's talking on the telly again.
The Queen.
What's she making?
Oh, you're getting Dan from EastEnders to turn these on in my hometown.
The Christmas lights.
Yeah.
It goes bang and there's a crap joke in it.
A cracker, Christmas cracker.
Yes.
That is your time, I'm afraid. Oh. I am so...
Wowie, 3 minutes is long, isn't it?
You managed to get 16. That was pretty impressive. Andy and Ben, those are yours.
Cheers, mate.
You have 3 minutes on the clock. Your time begins now.
Oh, fucking hell, Santa rides in this and it's shit.
A sleigh?
Yeah.
What is the point of putting shiny stuff on a tree? It gives a hopelessly optimistic view of the human condition.
A star? What? An angel what,
all
on the tree?
Over it. No tree grows with...
Tinsel.
Tinsel, very
there
good.
There we go. Okay. Oh, fucking hell. It's alcoholic fucking bullshit in a glass. Yeah, there you go, mate.
Turning up with flash presents at a kid's birth, one of which is myrrh, although recent textual analysis...
Frankincense, for God's sake.
...suggests that it was, in fact, a chainsaw that this person just... They wrote it. Got lost in translation. Anyway, those guys.
Clarky, you haven't guessed it yet.
Frankincense?
God, no.
Myrrh?
The
gift?
The people who gave...
Them. Oh, the wise men.
Yeah, very
three
good.
Wise men. Right, okay, sorry. sorry, I was distracted. I don't know why. Right, when you finish putting the tinsel on, then you do this right at the end.
Leave home. Switch the lights
on. It's the last bit.
The last bit. Angel on the top.
Yes, right. But it's not an angel in this.
It's a star. Yeah, yeah. What? It's a W.G. Grace.
No, it's
all right. I have a W.G. Grace on my Christmas tree. There's nothing weird about that. It's just my beliefs.
He didn't exist. I think we're fine. I think Matthew's allowed it. Go.
If you're going to be the chief animal in a form of transport, look after yourself. Don't get a cold at a crucial stage of the present-giving season.
This is Rudolph.
Correct.
Yes, good. Okay. It's... Where people used to put babies?
Are you in the adoption house?
and they're away.
Be angry about them.
In a manger.
Yes.
All right.
Get angry about these things, guys.
Fucking hell.
There we go. That's
fuck.
Good stuff.
I mean, if ordinary bells weren't shit enough, ones that advertise things to buy in a catchy short
jingle bells.
Yeah, correct.
I fucking hate this. They're
oh, very good.
They're for he's your fine. Heads, he's but they perish really easily.
Christmas hats.
Yes.
Right.
Christmas hats.
Well, I mean, why do you get paid extra just because some Jewish magician was born 2,000 years ago? It's fucking bullshit.
What, pay and a half?
Yeah. I mean, this would work if you'd ever had a proper job.
15 seconds.
It's bullshit.
I'm like a chicken, okay, but I'm
wait, you've got to guess it.
Yes.
Double pay? Christmas pay?
Christmas bonus. That was close.
I'll give you half.
Okay.
What do you mean bonus? Have you missed...
That
is your time, I'm afraid. Lovely stuff. Now, I think you managed to get a cool 9.5
there. Yeah, happy with that.
Congratulations. So, at the end of that round, producer Ben...
Can I just make
an impassioned plea, yes.
If the baby Jesus is listening, I apologise.
He'll forgive you.
Producer Ben, what are the scores?
Ben and Annie have 9.5. Tom and Ellis have 16.
Oh, my God.
Bang, bang, bang. How we do.
Now, if you gave donations to the show in 2017, thank you so much. I won't do a give us a cheer if you did. That would be mean. But
give us a cheer if you didn't.
and thank you for that as well. But yeah, so if you would like to donate to the podcast, basically we've been doing this since 2011. We've never asked for any money, and now we are. We've realised that's what's been holding us back. We've been doing so much work for no money.
Well, we've been doing some.
Yeah. Yeah, if you'd like to donate, here's producer Ben with the web address, which I forgot to write down.
comedy.co.uk/PFS/donate.
Good Lord.
Oh, we get nothing, are we?
We ain't getting no money.
Fucking hell, that's bleak, innit?
So, thank you very much for giving donations.
It's sort of like www.shityeahheesofmoney.
Shit yeah.
Shit yeah, money.
Like, right, yeah. Do not go to that email address, yeah, please.
Shityeahmoney.com.
geocities:// ://
So Tom and Ellis are in the lead, but just like Christmas, they won't be coming early. Instead, we're going to play Flat Games.
Yay!
Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there. Do as you're told. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold.
That is what grassroots podcasting sounds like.
Grassroots.
You can't buy that, Comedy Central. Shit, yeah. Because you said that it shouldn't be on the telly.
So this year we are playing our festive version of bingo, which we're calling Hark the Herald Angels Singo, Glory to the Newborn Bingo. So in this round, the teams must act out a famous Christmas scene, singing the lions along to a famous Christmas carol. The first player does the first line, their teammate completes the rhyme, then sings the next line, and so on. How is this like bingo? I hear you cry. And to that I say, shut it. I'll be awarding points for festive storytelling, tuneful singing, and presents, if anyone wants to give me a present. Accompanying the teams on this very festive occasion, I would like to welcome friend of the show, Martin Snow White and his 7 accordions.
Oh! Yes, here he is.
So, the first scene is for Ben and Andy. It is going to be Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas morning calling out of his window to a boy to buy him a turkey. Okay, the famous scene at the end of A Christmas Carol, spoiler alert. And I would like you to do that to the tune of Away in a Manger. Now, you can decide amongst yourselves who'd like to be the little boy, who'd like to be Ebenezer Scrooge.
Is there an option for neither?
I mean, Andy would make a great Scrooge.
He would make a fantastic Scrooge.
I'd watch that show.
Absolutely. Andy, will you be Scrooge?
God, that's a bit of religious background stereotyping.
Didn't ask... Come on, guys. Didn't ask
21st century, mate. Say... Fuck's sake, have you learned nothing?
Okay. In fact, let's change it. Andy, would you be Shylock? And we'll do...
Best Jewish detective of all time.
Okay, so... Andy, if you would be Scrooge, okay. If Ben, you would be the little boy with...
Happy to do it.
You're the queen.
So Away in a Manger, Ebenezer Scrooge, off you go.
Give me... All right. Give me a turkey, you little shit.
That doesn't seem very fair. What about it? I think first you should give me some money to buy.
Go fuck.
Wow.
I've distilled the story down.
I think he's left it open for a sequel, basically.
Do you know what? Actually, Dickens was an idiot. It's nice to see a Scrooge who learns nothing. Out of 10, I think I can't give you more than 4. So I'm going to give you 1. So that was 1.
Even
one
that
point,
seems generous.
1 point to Andy and Ben there. 1 point to Andy and Ben. We throw it over now to Tom and Ellis. I'd like you to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and it's Angel Gabriel telling a shepherd the good news.
Okay. The Son of God has been born.
The Son of God has been born.
Just for any atheists out there.
Yeah, that's the... Well, it's good news for some. Good news if you like bad news, basically. A lot of wars. So...
does he tell them to go and visit? Or is that initiative shown by the shepherds?
You know what?
Dealer's
choice.
Let's find
out. Okay.
Dealer's choice.
I'll be Gabriel. Listen up, man, I've got some good news. There's this guy who's gonna be so significant.
Well, why don't you tell me more? I am weary and I'm poor.
Okay, hang on, stop. Stop the song. What you've basically done is you sang two lines there.
Yeah.
Which meant that you didn't rhyme at all. Yeah. Tom had to then rhyme with himself, which is...
Can do.
Putting your teammate at a disadvantage, or an advantage if you like.
You've got to dot points.
I am going to dot points. You lose that 1 point, Andy.
Right.
It's also, with the greatest respect, Martin, being pitched in a key that's very difficult for me. So,
What key would you like it to be in?
C.
C, okay. He's asked, can we have it in C? Is that possible, Martin?
Okay. Are we picking up from where we left off?
I think we'll start again.
Oh, great. Right. And we're in C, right?
We're in C.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Yeah, that is much better, thank you.
Lord, I keep wanting to sing the song, but I need to improvise.
Yeah, you do. That's sort of the...
In the day, a shepherd got some good news.
Tell me, cause I'm quite confused.
There's this guy, he's being born.
Well, I'll visit, oh, my jeans are torn. Can I go and buy some new ones?
Yeah, right. Maybe do it on Amazon.
It will come just in time. Cause I'm on Amazon Prime.
Oh. That was really fantastic. I'm going to give you a cool 7 points for that. Congratulations.
Whoa. Whoa.
Now, Christmas is a time to take a wonderful thing, a thing we all enjoy, and have so much of it that you end up vomiting. So let's do another round of that game. This time it's going to be a four-way along to deck the halls with boughs of holly. It can't be done, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
The Pappy story. So...
It's funny because
subtitle,
it's true.
It won't be seen, but we'll do it anyway. So what we're going to
do... You mean shouldn't or can't?
The way it's going to work is it's going to be the three wise men, the Magi, bringing their gifts to the baby Jesus, also known as the Christ child. So I think we'll have Clarky, if you'd like to be Melchior, with your gold. Balthazar will be Andy with your myrrh, because you've got... He's already got the material. Just playing to his strength. Casper or Gasper would be Ellis,
the friendly ghost.
The friendly ghost. And Tom Parry, you are, of course, the baby Jesus.
Born to do it.
Another one of your many lookalikes. And also, of course, if the audience would join in with the fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-las. So here's how it's going to work. We'll go along the line. We'll go Ben, Andy, Ellis, Tom. And then Tom, if you would sing two lines. And then we'll go back along the line. So it'll be Tom, Ellis, Andy, Ben. So everyone gets a chance to rhyme. Let's see if this works.
I'm a wise man, I bought you gold. Fa la 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 la.
Meh.
Fa la 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 la.
The gift of frankincense never gets old.
Fa la 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 la. That second old man, what's he saying?
Fa la 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 la.
Tom.
I'm the Christ child, I like to say thanks.
La 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 la.
I didn't hear what he said at all.
He said, I'm the Christ child, I like to say thank you. I was drowned out by the fa la la la's.
So, Tom, can I just... Tom, I'll give you a second bite of the cherry, as you are indeed Jesus our Lord, who was born on Christmas Day.
Okay. Where is my fucking chainsaw?
La 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 la.
You'll have to make do with some frankincense and coleslaw. La, 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 la,
la. This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here you go.
There it was, we bought it on Amazon Prime. La, la, la.
Well, thank you very much to Martin White there, and I can only apologise for getting you out of the house for that shitstorm. Martin White. Now, Martin has asked me to plug his album, which I will do right now. Bear in mind, none of those songs are on it, you're fine. It is the Mystery Fax Machine Orchestra, The Hero's Journey, and it sounds absolutely brilliant. You can buy them through his website, which is mysteryfaxmachineorchestra.co.uk.
Geocities/...
So thank you to Martin. Producer Ben, what are the scores at the end of that round?
I take it you're giving no more scores for the...
I should give some extra points for that. Through. So Clarkie, a lovely callback, 2 points there. Andy, amazing chainsaw impersonation. I'm going to give you a cool 10 points for that. Ellis, 7 points for that. But obviously, Jesus himself gets the full 10. Oh. So what does that do? I mean, I've given you a lot of math to do very quickly there.
Will the baby Jesus lose some of his points in 8 days' time to commemorate the holy circumcision?
Oh my God. How many points did I give Andy? 10 points?
Yeah.
2. Now, producer Ben, tell us, please, what that does to the scores.
Well, it was almost close. But now, Ben and Andy have 13.5. Tom and Ellis have 40.
Yes. Oh! Still get back.
Well, that last round has made me feel all festive inside. It's either that or the 2-pint pitcher of Advocar I drank just before the show. Whatever it is, I better soak it up with some delicious beef, because it is Beef Brothers!
Yeah. Yeah. If you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers, sorting out your beef.
Or turkey.
Yes.
Yes, in this Beef Brothers, as a special festive treat, we're going to ask our panellists to sort out a member of the audience's festive flat share-based beef. And this one comes from Ethan.
Hi there.
Hey, mate, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Is that your own microphone you brought?
I can't prepare.
It's preemptive of you, mate.
He just projects well.
He's just got his gorgeous diaphragm he's got there. So, Ethan writes to us, I think that it is acceptable to have a plastic Christmas tree but my girlfriend insists that it has to be a real one. We don't live together, but it is still a contentious issue. Okay, yes, and it's split the room already. So, Ben and Andy, you are on Ethan's side, the side of the plastic tree. Tom and Ellis, you are on the side.
Fake plastic watering can.
It's now Clarkie's chance to start too high. So you're on the side of Ethan, the plastic tree. Tom and Ellis, you're on the side of the girlfriend. Can we get a name, please?
Hannah.
Hannah.
That's my name.
Hannah, you're here. Fantastic. Oh, I love it when they're both here. That's always good. So, in fact, we'll have a cross-examination of both Ethan and Hannah.
Great. Who earns more?
What?
What?
Whoa. Whoa! Clarkie going in. First, Clarkie, talk us through your tax return. No, go on.
You have to return it.
What a game show that would be.
Talk us through your tax return. I'd love to see it. Hosted by Jimmy. Do you want to ask that question, honestly?
No,
it's not fair. Really, no. Any questions for Ethan or Hannah here?
Ethan, with your plastic tree.
Yes.
Do you throw it away and buy a new one every year?
I do not. No. That is, I would say, one of the benefits of a plastic tree.
By the way, I like the fact a few people went, oh. This guy's really pulling through that.
I've got a good question for both of you. What date do you put up your tree?
The beginning of December.
Yes, mate. Yeah. December the 1st.
Yes.
You're both that. December the 1st.
Within the first week, yeah.
Oh, within the first week.
I guess it depends where the weekend falls for people who have a natural job, Tom.
And also, Tom, how much do you earn?
Let's get down to brass tacks, guys. How much do we all earn? It's going to be disappointing. I'm not going to lie to you.
Did you have a plastic tree ever as a child?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Hannah, are you allergic to plastic?
No, but it is killing the oceans. So.
Not if it's in a tree. We're not talking about plastic Christmas seaweed. We're talking about trees. They stay on land. If anything, it's making the problem better.
Making the problem
better. Andy's
Ultimate, making the problem better since 2009.
It's all the people who flush their Christmas trees down the toilet.
What I want to know, Hannah, is do you believe that Christmas should be associated with death and decay? Because that is what a Christmas tree symbolises.
Once again,
a dead tree getting deader by the minute.
That is conjecture, Mr. Zaltzman, please.
How is that conjecture? Are you saying the Christmas tree is alive?
You are leading our witnesses here.
Right.
Any other questions?
How big are your trees? Approximately.
Terrible question, but answer anyway.
Normal sized? Like room size?
Terrible answer.
Would fit in a room?
What, 5 inches? Are we talking? Jesus.
Just, you know.
And when does yours go up?
And does your girlfriend prefer a real or plastic one?
A lovely, lovely round of banana jokes there.
Depends. Who clears up the pine needles and how often do you do it?
How often you do it is a bit of a personal question.
Two very different questions.
Once a year.
Me, every couple of days or something.
Every couple of days. And how do you clean them up? Do you use a Hoover?
Yes.
Bad for the environment. Might as well chuck a fucking tree straight in the sea.
Yeah, yeah. What's your Hoover made out of? Wood? I don't think so, mate.
I think that is enough information for me to want to kill myself. So let's... let's begin the case for the prosecution. Now, Andy, you are up first. And remember, you are on Ethan's side.
Right.
You have 1 minute
to
put your case forward for the prosecution.
Yep.
Your minute begins now.
We need to use more plastic trees, not just at Christmas, but at all times, because plastic trees symbolise the triumph of the human race over the natural world. And we are locked in an evolutionary battle with every single living being in the universe, and we have to subjugate them mercilessly. And by proving that we can create plastic replications of actual living things, we show we don't need the fucking tortoises, we don't need the fucking penguins, and we certainly don't need the fucking conifer trees. So, you using plastic is what we fought 3 world wars for. Too hot, 1 cold.
Thank you very much, Andy Zaltzman. Ellis, you are going to be opening the case for the defence. You are, of course, on Hannah's side. The real trees. Your minute begins
now?
It's got to be a real tree. In this time of rampant commercialism, it's one of the very few traditions we have left. How many people watch the Queen's speech? Exactly. Almost no one. It's a ratings loser. It's only on because of the remit of the BBC to inform, educate, entertain and show the Queen's speech. That's the fourth aspect Lord Reith was going on about that no one ever remembers. Now, I mean, a plastic tree, it's tacky, isn't it? Come on, it's tacky, a real tree. I mean, the Norwegians give us one as a gift every year. It's basically insulting all of Scandinavia, a plastic tree. How long have I got left?
No, 20 seconds.
Well, I mean, it looks nice, it smells nice. It's dangerous for very young children, which for some is a bonus. Because it's Darwinian, isn't it? If your kid's going to eat pine needles and die, well, to be honest, he probably wasn't going to make it to 5 anyway. So this is just... You're just sorting out an awful lot of horrendous bother early doors. And for that, I think it has to be a real treat.
That is your time. Fantastic work. That was good, strong stuff from both Andy and Ellis. In fact, I'm going to award an extra point for the hot and cold joke earlier on. I mean, not technically a joke, a fact. Hot and cold fact. Ethan and Hannah, how do you think it's going so far? We'll start with Ethan.
Good, but we haven't heard Clarkie yet.
Whoa, Ethan!
So what kind of euphemism is that?
It can only get better.
It can only get better, only exactly. Get better. Absolutely, let's deream it. And Hannah, how are you feeling it's going?
I'm very confident.
Okay, fantastic.
Just in general.
But we've not heard...
Been a confident reader since I was 4 or 5.
Ain't no pine needles, still alive. Second prosecution will, of course, be Clarkie. Ethan's very excited for it.
Yeah.
Your minute begins now.
Well, plastic's the bloody future, isn't it? I mean, ultimately...
Lovely start.
Wood is the past. You see all these old fogies, they're all complaining about books. No, wait... They're not complaining about books, they're complaining about phones.
Great stuff.
But they're all fine with books. Books, wood, phones, plastic. Testify! Plastic's the future. And also, what are your Christmas decorations made out of? Not made out of wood, they're made out of plastic. You're buying a wooden tree and then covering it in plastic baubles and tinsel's made out of plastic, actually. So that's like a vegetarian buying a nut roast and then covering it in bacon.
Ooh. I like the sound of that.
Very strong.
It's bullshit, mate. And also, there was a third world war I didn't know about. So I'm,
5 seconds.
I'm reeling from that. Vote Clarkie.
That's your time.
Vote Clarkie. It's really fascinating to watch a man panic in a panel show game of his own devising.
I didn't devise any of this.
Now, Tom, all that remains is to hear from you. But will we be hearing from you this time around?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What might you call that fellow?
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Does he have a Christmassy name?
No.
Fanshawe Standen, providing and indeed presiding. Your minute, should you need it, began in 1947.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm going to start off by doing something I don't think them folks over there did, and that's to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Objection! Objection!
That's all it takes around here. Damn manners, huh? This is a small town. Hell, I recognize you, Harry. Dare send your kid to the bakery every morning. Why'd you do that? We never know. Too young to bake? Harry, you're a tinker. Them dear lawyers over there with them big words. Petroleum. Plastic. Hell, I don't know about what they do there in that big city with that damn plastic.
Objection, Your Honor. Objection.
Hell. Overruled.
Around here, we be wood and tin. We be bottle and glass, corn fed, brass fence.
Brass fence?
Yeah, the old brass fence. I don't know about no there them plastics. Tell you a little story now. 30 years back, Postman used to serve this town. You may remember him. Old Darren Jen. Strange, strange name, old Darren Jen. Hell, Darren Jen. He used to walk up and down that street there with them there presents. Cane for the man. yeah, the man who ordered his cane. Yeah. School teacher. There we go. Anyway. Oh, Darren Jen there. There he'd walk up and down there with that there bicycle. Metal.
But he'd walk with the bicycle.
Never learned to ride it. Never learned to ride it. Ain't no need, trusty dog, bicycle. No room to carry the presents. Darren Jen. Cut a long story short. Darren Jim was given a plastic heart in a very long and difficult operation. And he was never the same again. And Merry Christmas, one and all.
58, 59, 60.
Yeah. Just under his minute there, just under his minute. Now, obviously, I can't decide who wins the case. I used all my decision-making skills on that advocar. So instead, as my festive gift, I'm going to let the live Phoenix audience decide. So if you think Andy and Ben, and therefore Ethan, is in the right, I would like you to applaud now. But if you think Ellis and Fanshawe made the better case... And that's, of course, for Hannah there. I'd like you to applaud now.
The defence rests, Joanne.
I think we have to give it to Hannah. So, next up is the quickfire round. Or should I say the quicksmus fire round? Should I say it? No. The mind says no. But the avocar says go, go, go. Merry Quixmas, everybody. Here's Tom and Ben with the Quixmas Fire Kringle. Off we go.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Scared the shit out of me. Oh, 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 oh. This is the festive quickfire round. And it's the round... that goes really quickly. As quickly as December, when you're looking forward to Christmas morn. Or as quickly as Christmas Eve, when you've got shopping to do and you're in a queue. You get my point. It's supposed to be a quick round. Which is why it's festively funny that... it has got a really long jingle.
It's a good joke.
It's got a really long jingle. As long as the reindeer's on Santa's sleigh.
You've got long reindeers.
That's right. He has such long reindeers. Dasher's long, Pincer's long, Prancer and... the rest, they're all long reindeers. He's got really long reindeers. It's just not ever mentioned in his songs. But anyway, maybe we should be soon getting on with the quick fire round.
Pincer?
Pincer the reindeer.
Pincer the reindeer, apparently.
They mispronounced it as Panzer. Him and Blitzer were both members of the Waffen SS.
So, regular listeners will know that a few years back we decided to do our own version.
Ooh. Or as long as the table in Father Christmas's kitchen. It's a very long table, 'cause all the elves sit there.
Anyway.
What are the names of the elves?
Oh, the elves. There's John. And Keith. Keep up the good work. Andy. And Barry. And Stephen. And then there's Gwen, the only female elf. Poor Gwen. Anyway, let's not talk about the gender balance in Santa's workshop. Someone's got to do it. If it's not going to be us, come on, Santa. It's 2017, mate. Give Gwen some female companions. Anyway, let's get on with the quick fire around.
Oh, no.
There we go. There we go.
So,
Jesus didn't employ any women either.
No.
12 white male European guys.
Absolutely.
It's
like our podcast.
Appalling.
So regular listeners will, of course, know that a few years back we decided to do our own version of the 12 Days of Christmas. But we're not doing that this year. No, of course. What, Adja, bless you.
Someone's allergic to change.
So, no, we've done it this year. Here's how it works. All of the answers have a vague and sort of tenuous assonance with the Christmas song, 12 Days of Christmas. Now, if you think you have the right answer, shout out your first name. Tom and Ellis, let's hear that now.
Tom.
Oh, Ellis. Ellis.
Did that one point.
Congratulations, well done. Let's hear it from Ben and Andy.
Ben.
Zaltor the Merciless.
And why not? And I think for this, is producer Ben left? Oh, he's there. Sorry. Should we do 5 points each for every correct answer?
Yeah.
We've also got Martin Snow White and the Seven Accordions here as well. Yeah. To help us out. Here's how it works. If you've never seen this before, I'll sing you the question. You have to sing back the answer. Then we'll all together sing all the way through. Okay. So this is a partridge in a pear tree. Core strength exercises in the small room where I store my food. Core strength exercises in the small room where I store my food. Whoa, hang on a sec.
Bear say your mind, first name.
As an audience, you are much smarter than the panel, but...
okay,
Andy.
Sit on your hands, Andy.
What the fuck is happening?
You're in a pantry. You're almost there.
Pilates in a pantry.
Sing it.
Pilates in a pantry.
Two turtle doves. Fire a gun at Hitler's propaganda minister's small inbred dogs.
Shoot Goebbels pugs.
It is shoot Goebbels pugs.
Shoot Goebbels pugs and Pilates in a pantry.
Three French hens. A campaign to get Madonna's Oscar-winning first husband out of jail.
Andy. Free Sean Penn.
Lovely stuff. It is, in fact.
Free Sean Penn. Shoot Goebbels pugs and Pilates in a pantry.
Four calling birds. The Norse god of thunder missed out on a tutu for his degree.
Ben. Thor's got a third.
It is correct.
Thor's got a third. Free Sean Penn. Shoot Goebbels pugs. And Pilates in a pantry.
Five gold rings. This is a biggie. She's that singer who covered your song on that John Lewis advert. Yes, you're right in the audience, yes. I mean, I heard it, but apparently none of the panel did.
Guy Garvey.
It's not Guy Garvey. That was this year. This is a previous year.
Edith Piaf.
It's not Edith Piaf, no.
Ellie Goulding.
Thank you, Tom Parry.
Thank you,
Ellie
audience.
Ellie Goulding.
Thor's got a third. Three
Sean Penn shoot Goebbels' pot, and Pilates in a pantry.
Six geese are laying.
Hurry up, Miss Witherspoon is settling the bill.
Yes, you get it, yes. Bear in mind, the panellist again need a bit of time. Hurry up, Miss Witherspoon is settling the bill.
Quick.
Ellis James, Ellis
it's
James.
Not, that's not Quick Reese is paying.
It is, in fact, Quick Reese is paying.
Quick Reese is paying. Sean Penn shoot Goebbels pot and Pilates in a pantry.
Seven swans are swimming.
Andy, did you just check your watch?
He did check his watch. Seven swans are swimming. Here we go. The lead singer of the Lemonheads is making stones bounce atop a lake.
Andy.
Evan Dando skimming.
Oh. Evan Dando skimming. Yeah. It's a deep cut, but we're going with it.
Evan Dando skimming. Quick, Reese is paying. Ellie Goulding. Thor's got a third free. Sean Penn shoot Goebbels pot. And Pilates in a pantry.
It really is a lot of work for a podcast you don't charge for.
Please donate in 2018. Please donate. 8 maids are milking. They are running behind schedule, so Richard and Judy are having a beverage. They're running behind schedule, so Richard and Judy are having a beverage.
Oh.
Yes, Andy.
Late Maidley's drinking.
Late Maidley's drinking. Evan Dando's skimming. Quick, Reese is paying. Got a third free drill pen, shoot Goebbels pot, and Pilates in a pantry.
Nine ladies dancing. Bruce Dickinson and his band are looking at something really quickly.
Is it?
Ellis James.
Iron
James.
Maiden's glancing.
Yes!
Iron Maiden's glancing. Late Maidley's drinking. Evan Dando's skimming. Quick, Reese is paid. Short bench, shoot Goebbels pies, and Pilates in a pantry.
Ten lords are leaping.
The bloke who played Gandhi is cleaning up with a broom.
Ben Kingsley sweeping.
Ben Kingsley sweeping.
Ben Kingsley sweeping, Iron Maiden's crossing, Late Maidley's drinking, Evan Dando's spinning, Quick Reese's playing,
Hey Goulding!
Thor's got a third free, Short Ben shoot Goebbels' butt, and Pilates in a pantry.
I think Ben Kingsley's technique against the spinning ball has to be questioned.
Really good.
going for the sweep shot. Yeah, this time of year is fraught with this. Whereas Iron Maiden just trying to delicately glance on the leg side. Much sounder.
I've just realised that they're written.
They're written up on there.
They're written up
you
on
thought
there.
Everyone in the audience had an amazing memory.
Yeah.
We've written them on a PowerPoint.
I thought, fuck, I've got dementia. Everyone else could just remember this. I can't even remember the real lyrics. Oh, this is extraordinary.
Generally, by the end of 12 Days of Christmas, you kind of wish you had dementia.
Can I put in a quick request?
Yep.
This next round, when we sing them all, can we sing them as Ellis James singing?
Lovely. Let's do it.
Let's go for it.
So, this is 11 Pipers piping. This early 90s folk rock band are using toilet paper on their bums.
A folk rock band?
Folk rock band from the 90s.
The levellers are wiping.
Lovely stuff from Tom Parry there.
The levellers are wiping. Ben Kingsley
Maidley's sweeping, Iron Maiden's glancing, Late Maidley's drinking, Elven Dando's skimming, Quake Priest is paying, Hey, Gordon! Thor's got a free Sean Penn, shoot Goebbels past, and Pilates in a pantry!
Now, as it's Advent, we've done 24, so we're halfway there. Now, this is the final one, guys. 12 drummers drumming. The Skyfall singer's mother is fixing the pipes under the sink.
Andy!
Andy!
Adele's mum is plumbing.
Yes! Let's take it home, guys.
Adele's mum is plumbing, Levelers are wiping, Ben Kingsley's sweeping, Iron Maiden's dancing, Late Maidley's drinking, Evan Dando's skimming, Quick Priest is paying, Hey, Golding! Thor's got a third free, Sean Penn, shoot Goebbels' parts, and Pilates in a pantry!
Merry Christmas to all, and to all, we're sorry. Well, that was our festive quickfire round. There is just time for festive plugs. Ellis, anything you'd like to plug?
John's tour isn't as selling as well as he wishes it was.
Andy, what's going on in your life?
I have a run at the Soho Theatre from the 18th of December, which I will be reviewing the year that's just passed. Yes.
Will we get a mention?
2 stars.
That is still up for debate. No.
Quite a short debate, but
yeah, I enjoyed
being there for the process.
So, do come along to that. And Clarkie. I've got a cricket podcast on at the moment as well during the Ashes.
Oh, absolutely.
Or the Unbelievable Ashes. It's got even got a pun in the title.
Lovely stuff. So we're all on tenterhooks now. Producer Ben.
I mean, you shouldn't be.
great.
Ben and Andy have got a very commendable 44 and a half. But Tom and Ellis have 71.
Wow.
We do.
So Ben and Andy have to bring me some figgy pudding, while of course Tom and Ellis get to sample my Yuletide log. Thanks to our guests, Ellis James and Andy Zaltzman. We've been Pappies. See you next time on the Festies.
It's Christmas!
Festive Flasher Slamdown! Pappies, Festive Flasher Slamdown featuring Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry, with special guests Ellis James and Andy Zaltzman. It was devised by Pappies with producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording, to Ash Caffrey and the Imogen Seba for helping out, to Orange Bark at the British Comedy Guide, and to Joan of Arc. Also to the people at the Phoenix Pub for having us. Pappies Flasher Slamdown is a fuzz production of the British Comedy Guide and the internet. We wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. Look after yourselves and one another. Cheers, everyone. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.